Here's Rita Smith, the curator of the Baldwin Collection of Children's Literature.
Over 90 years ago today, the first Boy Scout troops were organized. One of the interesting outgrowths of the movement was the various fictional series of books about Boy Scouts, which were written beginning in 1911 with Howard Payson's The Boy Scouts and the Army Airship. Series books were an important publishing phenomenon for both boys and girls throughout the first half of this century, part of that long, often maligned continuum which began in 1899 with the publication of The Rover Boys and continued through Tom Swift, The Happy Hollisters, The Bobbsey Twins, Nancy Drew, and The Hardy Boys, to name only a few. Boy Scout books, along with other series books, were roundly criticized as being badly written. Paul Dean, in summarizing the criticisms, writes that the books contain unreal characters in impossible situations, presented sensationally and sentimentally. But in spite of this criticism, much of which was true, books about the Boy Scouts and their activities were avidly read by thousands of boys through the end of the 1920s. These books were popular because they were exactly in tune with the boys' reading preferences. Studies of reading preferences show that 8 to 12-year-old boys, at whom the series were geared, want, above all, adventure, action, and excitement. They are interested in new places. They are curious about the world around them and ready to test their independence. The Boy Scout books fed directly into these interests. The plots are swiftly moving stories of loosely connected episodes of adventure, mystery, tribulation, and athletic competition. The boys solve mysteries, camp in the Canadian Rockies, build airplanes, fight bears and forest fires, survive floods, and score the winning touchdown. They are self-reliant, quick-thinking, curious, athletic, and ethical heroes. They visit exotic places, from the Alaskan glacier to the Florida swamp, from the Panama Canal to the Arctic Circle to the battlefields of Belgium. And as for independence, the Boy Scouts almost always undertake these adventures by themselves, without the presence of family or other adults. In 1948, a publisher polled the readers of the Hardy Boys for reasons why they liked the books. The answers were, because they are about fellows just like us, who love action and plenty of it, are level-headed, love to solve mysteries, and enjoy being outdoors. The boys reading one of the Boy Scout books didn't think about how badly written it was, or how improbable the plot turned out to be. They identified with the hero, immersed themselves in all the action, and loved the book simply because it was, to them, a great read.